Back in 1968, a group of recently graduated choral students from King's College, Cambridge, formed an ensemble of two countertenors, a tenor, two baritones, and a bass, and 50 years later, with different singers, but the same vocal lineup, the King's Singers are still performing far and wide. They've released dozens of discs, LPs, and CDs over the years, including a couple of Christmas discs, one of which we are sampling at the moment. They have a new 3-CD set out celebrating that 50th anniversary. It's called Gold, and we'll get the story behind some of their favorites from two members of the King's Singers. I'm Norman Gilliland. This is University of the Air. With me are countertenor Timothy Wainwright and baritone Christopher Brereton. Welcome, both of you, to University of the Air.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, I feel as if this is a bit of a redux because back in about 2006, I interviewed a couple of your members. And So Stephen Connolly and Robin Tyson.
Right.
And so I feel as if I'm returning a little bit to the King's Singers after too long away.
Nice.
Well, speaking of a long time, 50 years, what has remained the same about the King's Singers over that period of time?
Well, hello, everyone. This is Chris. And I think for me, hopefully the sound, the quality of the sound and the homogeneity of the sound has remained so that even with different lineups, people still hopefully feel like they're hearing the King's Singers. And it's a recognizable, well-blended sound that is hopefully also very entertaining for people that come to our shows. And I'd love to think that the integrity of what the people have been doing over the years, you know, is still in evidence today, and we are very much looking forward to performing for you wonderful Wisconsiners. Is that what they're called over here?
Wisconsinites, if you will.
Wisconsinites. I'll take that. And you know, it's such a joy to be able to travel the world and do what we love and maintain this tradition.
And as far as the King's Singers concern, what about the repertory? Is that obviously there are new pieces, but in terms of the overall philosophy, the overall approach toward the repertory, is that the same or has that changed over the years?
Hi, everybody. This is Tim, the second countertenor. For me, the repertoire that we have, we've been so lucky over the 5 decades of the group's existence to really accumulate a huge amount of sheet music. We have something in excess of 3,500 different titles. And over the years, we've always prided ourselves on the diversity of that repertoire. So in most concerts, we will take the audience on a real musical journey from early through to some contemporary commissions and ending with some music from the current day, some pop songs, some folk songs, some spirituals. How we present that to the audience differs sometimes. Sometimes we mix the music and change genres very quickly. Sometimes we go through chronologically. And even sometimes promoters ask for a program of solely Renaissance music, for example. And obviously for those concerts, we listen to the promoter and give them all the music that we can that works in specific themes. But the core values of how we program King's Singers concerts is still the same.
Well, shall we, the proof of the pudding and all that, get to some of your, I believe, favorite songs from the set of 3 CDs called Gold. starting with you, Chris, a tune called We Are, and what's the premise and what are we going to hear?
Okay, well, I chose this track. This feels like Desert Island Discs. I chose this track because this is one that features in almost every show this year, or this season, rather. It sets a text by the wonderful American poet, author, activist, and speaker, Maya Angelou. And the poem's called The Human Family. And essentially, it says, "We are more alike than we are unalike, my friends. And no matter where we're from, whatever our race, culture, or creed, I think that's such an important message today, perhaps more than ever before." And Bob sets this in such a wonderful way. It could easily be a piece of, you know, contemporary choral music, or it could almost be a piece of close harmony that we do at the end of the show. So he really strikes that beautiful balance and understands the King Singers' sound world so much. And it's sort of our creed, really, for the year. So enjoy. It's a great piece.
We are.
We are more alike than we are unlike, my friends. More alike than we are unlike, my friends.
I note the obvious differences in the human family.
We are unlike, my friends.
Some of us are serious, some thrive on comedy.
We are unlike, my friends.
Some declare their lives are lived as true profundity.
We are unlike, my friends.
And others claim they really live the real reality.
We are unlike, my friends.
My friends, all of us skin tones can confuse the amused delight. Pink and purple, tan and blue, and white and blue.
Sailed upon the seven seas and stopped in every land. I've seen the wonders of the world, not yet one common man.
My friends, I know 10,000 women, poor Jane and Mary Jane.
We are, but I've not seen any two who really were the same.
My friends, twins are different, though their features jive, and lovers think quite different, lying side by side by side.
By
we saw the blues in China, we millions, 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 and thrive on Spanish shores. We seek success in Finland, abroad, and die in men. In minor ways, we differ in major, we're the same.
Obvious differences between each sort and type.
We are unlike, my friends.
But we are more alike, my friends, than we are unlike.
And we are unlike, my friends.
You have to give that its full decay at the end there to get the full effect of it. We Are, based on a poem by Maya Angelou and performed by the King Singers, one of their most recent recordings from a set of three CDs celebrating their 50th anniversary, Gold it's called. And we're in conversation with two members of the group, Chris Brereton and Tim Wainwright. Well, Tim, your turn. What what would be the first one that would come to your mind from this selection?
So we've got a beautiful arrangement by dear Chris, who's sitting next to me. A song which came out by the English singer-songwriter Frances back in 2016. Now, she really shot to fame with this track She got nominated that year for a Brit Award back at home and also a BBC Sound of 2016 Award. And she released this track called Don't Worry About Me. And it really struck a chord with me. It's a haunting melody. It's a very, very sad music video. It's a real tearjerker of a music video if you ever get to see it. But it's essentially saying that through illness and tough times in life, I'd like to, if I could take the tears away and cry them myself, if I could feel your pain instead of you feeling the pain, I would. And it's basically a sense of how to deal with really, really tough situations in life with if they're your loved ones or relatives. And I brought this song to the group in one of these roundtable discussions, which Chris mentioned before, how we came up with all these different tracks. And thankfully, they also, it struck a chord with them too, and Chris agreed to arrange it for us. And I just think it's a very, very beautiful tune.
Don't worry about me. Those rich harmonies of the King's Singers, Don't Worry About Me. We'll be hearing more from their latest collection of recordings, a 3-CD set celebrating their 50th anniversary, and we'll be hearing more specifically from two of their members when we return in a moment. This is University of the Air. I'm Norman Gilliland, back with two members of the King's Singers as they celebrate the 50th anniversary of that ensemble. They are Chris Brewerton and Tim Wainwright, and they're sharing some of their favorites from this latest collection of 3 CDs called Gold, and some of them, although we are not necessarily mentioning them in a holiday or a Christmas context, I think would work very well at the Christmas season. We Are, for example, and even Don't Worry About Me, the one we just heard, I think probably are compatible with the spirit of the season. And now This Marriage, that's one of your favorites, Chris.
It is. Actually, it's I got married earlier this year in April.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And a group called the King Singers came along to my wedding and as guests, and sang this along with some other guests.
It's fantastic.
And so it's a special song to me. I know Eric Whittaker wrote the song on the occasion of his 7th wedding anniversary to his wife Hila. And the text is a beautiful text by the Persian mystic from the 13th century, a guy called Rumi. And it just celebrates the joys of what a marriage can bring. And it, every time I hear it, it just brings back the memories of my special day with Liz.
May these vows and this marriage be blessed. May it be sweet milk, like wine and halva. May this marriage offer fruit and shade like the date palm. May this marriage be full of laughter, every day a day in paradise. May this marriage be a sign of compassion.
describe how spirit mingles in this marriage.
A lovely piece. Sounds at times almost like Allegri. It's so rich in its textures there and its lingering message. That was called This Marriage. Now, this composer, Salomone Rosse Hebrero, what time frame does he come from?
So he's a little-known Jewish-Italian composer from the late Renaissance era. And this psalm, Psalm 124, it's one of the earliest pieces that I sang with the King Singers when I first joined in January 2009. And it really left a real impression upon me. It's the other spectrum of the King Singers sound world. So you just heard a slightly breathy quality to the sound that we make, a very soft sound. And this psalm is the other side of the coin. It's a very vibrant and edgy almost in nature. And it's very exciting. And I love this music. It sort of combines, it's a fusion really of the Italian influence that he had from the court of Mantua and also the music he learnt in those Jewish ghettos. And he combines both these musical influences on his life into these psalm settings. So for me, this had to be on the list.
She
rich setting of Psalm 124 from the late Renaissance.
That's right.
Salomone Rosse Hebrero being the name of the composer. Now, Tim Wainwright is one of the two countertenors with King's Singers. In the course of things, are you always singing countertenor?
Yep, we're all me and Patrick, so there's two countertenor roles in the job, and I sing the lower of those two countertenor parts. And yeah, it's a solely falsetto position, and very rarely would you like to hear my grown-up baritone voice. So I'll stick to the falsetto, thanks.
How does one become a countertenor specifically? I mean, it's not purely the range of your voice, is it?
Was it surgery?
Yeah, I know. The jokes must be myriad, but...
I know. It's no kick in the right place or anything like that. Every countertenor's journey to becoming a countertenor is unique. For me, I studied as a baritone for a few years before going to university in London for my music degree. And during those years, my baritone voice was getting stronger and stronger. But I fatefully heard on the radio the beautiful German countertenor voice of Andreas Scholl, and I fell in love with the countertenor voice. And I went to my teacher the very next day and said, please make me sound 1% as good as this chap. And he tried his best.
I'd say succeeded from what I've heard so far quite handily.
Thank you.
Now for something, as they say, completely different. Or how different is it as we go from the late Renaissance to Billy Joel?
Yeah, it's a bit of a shift. This song has been in our repertoire for a number of years and has sort of become an anthem for us. Choirs all around the world, I know, perform this because it's been published and has been in circulation for probably nearly 30 years. We love it. We love Billy Joel. It's a very honest song, and hopefully Bob's arrangement of it and our singing of it speaks for itself, really, and does the text justice. It's a really beautiful melody.
And so it goes.
In every heart there is a room, a sanctuary safe and strong to heal the wound. Lover's past, until a new one comes along,
choice were mine to make, but you can make decisions too.
Well, it's an exercise that I think probably the King's Singers engages in from time to time, and this makes me think of dressing up a 20th century piece in almost Renaissance costume and seeing how it works, which works very well. And you're often, it seems to me, kind of blending styles like that.
That's right. Part of the job.
It comes with the territory.
That's right.
Well, here's one that takes us back to 16th century.
That's right, yeah, with Mr. Orlandus Lassus. And this tells us about a rendezvous in the northern market square of Arras in northern France. And it's a meeting between a lonely Spanish soldier and a beautiful young woman. And he asks her, how much? And she replies, and they go off together. And the Madrigal never actually tells us what she's selling, but because we're a British group, we think we know, but we'd rather not say.
To your imagination, it's theatre of the mind.
That's right.
And we'll be back with two members of the King's Singers and tunes familiar and less familiar right after this. This is the University of the Air.
Klaren Sterne wandern. herzliche Stille, himmlische Ruhe. Schweigend naht des Lenzes milde Sicht der Erde weichem Schoß, kränzt den Silbe
I'm Norman Gilliland, back with two members of the King's Singers, the great a cappella group celebrating 50 years in 2018, and has released a 3-CD set called Gold, celebrating that, and we're sampling some of the favorites from two members of the group, and they are baritone Chris Brereton and countertenor Tim Wainwright. And what do you do? How do you approach a song that is so familiar to everybody that you don't want to do it the same way everybody else seems to do it? On the other hand, you don't want to do it so differently that people will be perhaps put off by it?
It's a really good question. I think for us, choosing the song is probably quite a critical part of that question. You know, there are so certain songs that have stood the test of time, and other songs which perhaps come and go, like they do in the pop charts or the top 10 or something, you know, and 1 year they're in and the next year they're out. And for us, whenever we choose songs, particularly ones that we want to get arranged, we try really hard to think, is this a song that is going to stand the test of time? And I guess the songs that have been in our repertoire for 2, 3, 4, even 5 decades probably tick that box, you know, that if they're still relevant today, there must be a good reason for that. And it's either the quality of the song or the arrangement or just that people have really fallen in love with our version. And I know for this next song that I chose, it's a melody that people the world over know. You know, Danny Boy is one of the most famous songs in the world in terms of its folk traditions. And this arrangement was by a wonderful man called Peter Knight, who worked for the BBC in the light entertainment sector in the 70s and 80s. And this was a man who could churn out unbelievable arrangements in a matter of hours and days. You know, the guys would meet him on a Monday, they'd discuss what they wanted, he'd arrange it, they'd pick it up on the Thursday, rehearse it on the Friday and perform it live on TV on the Saturday, and he was doing this week in, week out.
Nice guy to have around.
Very handy. and actually, he coincided with that period of the group's development where they were creating a sound, and he was so good at understanding writing for close harmony and writing for 6 voices. And he just didn't know how to write a bad arrangement. You know, we are indebted to people like him for contributing to our sound by giving us such wonderful things to sing. And this is a just such a stunning arrangement. It's one of the greats, and we do hope you like it.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and are the roses falling. Tis you must go and I must find.
The distinctive sound of the King's Singers, I don't think you would mistake that rendition of Danny Boy for anyone else's. Now some good Germanic music and kind of a subgenre that also tends to be a little calm and contemplative, the Abendlied, the evening song. And this is by a composer who was prolific, wrote large things for Christmas, for example, Joseph Rheinberger.
Wonderful composer, wonderful composer. We have a few of his pieces in the romantic section of our King Singers Library, and this again was a track which I heard the group sing before I joined and fell in love with it. The recording I heard must be at least 20 years ago now. And it's a very simple song, Abendlied, as you said, evening song, and it just asks for God's protection through the night.
Someone who has perhaps more arrangements to his credit than anybody else in the 20th century would be the almost ubiquitous at the Christmas season in particular, John Rutter.
That's right. It was when we were searching for or deciding on who to get to write during this anniversary season, it just didn't seem right for Mr. Rutter not to be on our list. He's been a wonderful friend of the group for many, many years, a friend of the original six members back in the late 60s, and he's just written such wonderful music. I mean, as Chris mentioned about Peter Knight arrangements, not having a bad one to his name, I think with John it's the same. He just has never written anything that doesn't instantly appeal to an audience. So we asked him to write for us, and he set text from Shakespeare's The Tempest, and this is a small passage from this book, and it's a strange text. It talks... the text is spoken by this strange creature called Caliban, and he's basically trying to tempt other characters in the book to commit murder, saying that heaven is such an awesome place full of twangling instruments that to commit murder would be doing these characters a favour, and murder will be bliss for them because heaven is such a wonderful place.
Be not afeard. Harmonies that seem suitable for a creature like Caliban, with all of his strange reasoning and motives. Be Not Afeard, a setting by John Rutter. Kalele, is that an African tune?
It is. Yeah, it's by the wonderful Beninese world music singer Angelique Kidjo. And she's been around for some time and has won at least 5 Grammys. For her albums over the years. And this one was one that Johnny brought to the group. And I remember when he first played it to me, and it just, if you hear her original with all the music and all the instruments and things, you just cannot help but smile and move and dance, even if you're not very good at dancing. I defy anyone to listen to the song and not move or tap their foot. And so we had this arranged for us by a young arranger called Toby Young. And I think he really brings out the joy in the song. And Kelele, if I'm not mistaken, is about making noise and the love of making noise. So just go out there and hear the song and tap your foot.
Bravo be mangiare la cadisce se oggi Bravo be mangiare la cadisce se oggi
I buoni amore
Así que le, que le, papá, que le, 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 Yes, Así que le, que le, papá, que le, que le, que le, que le, papá,
Another one that you have to let decay there at the end to get the full effect of Kalele, as performed by the King Singers and as part of the collection celebrating their 50th anniversary of the group, which takes the form of a 3-CD set called Gold, and that's just one of the many varied pieces in it. And we've had a conversation with two members of the group, baritone Chris Brewerton and countertenor Tim Wainwright. And gentlemen, best of the season to you and a happy new year as you get ready to celebrate full time this 50th anniversary of the King Singers.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
I'm Norman Gilliland. I hope you can join me next time around for University of the Year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas
and a Happy New Year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas
and a Happy New Year.
Good tidings we bring to you and your kin.
We wish you a Merry Christmas
and a Happy New Year.
Now bring us a piggy,
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 bring us a piggy. Good tidings we bring to you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
For we all like figgy pudding.
For we all like figgy pudding.
For we all like figgy pudding.
So bring some out here.
Good tidings we bring to you and your king.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And we won't go until we got some.
We won't go until we got some.
And we won't go until we got some.
So bring some out here.
Good tidings we bring to you and your king.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. A Happy New Year, a Happy New Year, a Happy New Year, a Happy New Year.